come my lady, come come my lady. No. No. It's getting hot in here. So hot. So God, no. I can't swim out the 40. What the hell? What the fuck is going on? Yeah, that's what I was looking for. You like that shit, don't you? You little fucking piece of shit. That's how it's fucking done. Fuck you. Holy crap, talk about some released aggression. I think it's really cute how I curse in the first segment, saying fuck, and then I just, like, bleep it all out in the second segment. I thought that was cute. So yeah, so anyway, so, welcome back. This is War Bucket Audio, the show that will hopefully bring you all sorts of my fun bitching, some ranting, have some general news, some gaming news, movies, music, whatever you will. Also, ladies, this show will include the sexy voice you all will grow to love, Dr. Lego in this one. His vocal styling will also fill your hearts with some Warcraft 3 goodness. So I have answered your prayers. Thank me later. And, once again, I'd like to thank everybody who emailed me and got a hold of me on IRC to let me know what was good and bad about the show. One guy was nice enough to let me know that I sound like a stoner. Okay, alright, whatever works for you guys. So, whether I sound like a stoner or just sound like some little lame Caucasian, hopefully you'll enjoy the show. Alright, so I wasn't sure where to stick him, but I know you guys and all you screaming teeny bopper fans aren't going to want to wait until the very end of this lame show. You gotta sit here and listen to all my bullshit when everybody knows what you want. So, ladies, without further ado, here's the man himself, Dr. Lego, with his Warcraft 3 news.
No, no, no! Can you believe what they did? Can you? Ballistas! They can't shoot down trees anymore! Oh god, I gotta go to the Battle.net forums.
Ah, yes. Oh man, the sound of a million goddamn newbies bitching about a patch they haven't played yet. That's what you get with a new patch. Every single time. Let me tell you that, you know, most of the people that work here at Warbucket, we don't really venture too far out, and especially on the Warcraft 3 forums, and really especially on the Warcraft 3 beta forum. Oh my god. Have you even read some of the topics on this forum? These are some sad motherfuckers that post on there, dude. Like, for example here, T. Cadwell, how could you, is the title of a post. I mean, gee, it's like Tom Cadwell fucking killed your mom or some shit. Man, I tell you guys, I mean, I have to admit, I mean, some people actually have pretty decent posts, but 95% of the stuff on this forum is pretty bad. Alright, so about, I don't know, a week and a half ago, I started playing all these used map setting games in the Frozen Throne beta, like this Winter Maw Tower Defense and, what's it called, Cube Defense. And it's basically you set up all these little neat little towers that you get, and you have a bunch of buddies that set up all their little neat little towers, and you stop a bunch of stupid, badly pathed AI units from getting, to the goal, I guess, to their point. So I played this game for about, a week with, RT, just random people. And let me tell you, after realizing that the game is a pretty big waste of time because most of them are bugged to hell, your Warcraft 3 skills kind of go down the shitter, because I was a big fucking newbie when I started playing again. I was like, what the hell's this? What happened? What changed in the patch? I don't know, I was playing Cube Defense. Man, if you're trying to get good at the game, my best advice is just stay away from these goddamn used maps in the games. Unless you're someone like, Tillerman or some shit that can probably do anything and be good at the game. But for me, man, if I stop playing for a little bit, I turn into one big newbie again. Alright guys, well, that's my minute or so. Hopefully next week, after I've played this brand spanking new patch, and hopefully if nobody else, Blizzard decides to release another huge patch right before I do the show, like, that's already happened to me 3 times now, I'm pretty pissed. But, hopefully until then, take it easy. Don't cheese, because then I probably won't win. No, I'm just kidding, guys. That's it. Take it easy, guys. See ya.
God, that is a sexy voice. And I'm glad I got him on here finally, because you people are about to have my neck for not having Warcraft 3 news in the last show. So, hopefully we're going to get him involved in all these great shows of ours. Also, I'm not sure if this is going to end up coming out right. The volume might be a little bit off. But if it is, I'll apologize and fix it up on the next one. So, well, I'm not going to keep you guys waiting. Longer listening Crystal Method and me talking some... Well, you'll still listen to me talk. But it won't be just pointless rambling. So, plop you on some gaming news now. We interrupt your regularly scheduled program and take you to the scene live for a pre-recorded session of where Blizzard has apparently massacred thousands of cheaters. Our newsman Taunt is on the field. Taunt?
Thanks, Taunt. Yes, it is a disgusting scene here. Many people are wondering, where did this attack come from? Our sources inside say Blizzard decided to launch Operation Get Your Cheating Ass Off Our Servers. Now, I've gotten to speak with many of the victims of this attack. Many say, it was my brother doing it, I swear, while others said they were banned for just being too good. Regardless of the reason, the world is happier without him. Taunt?
Another shocking news, I actually bought a PlayStation 2 game. The sequel to the Lazy Man's Dance Dance Revolution called Frequency, sequel being Amplitude. Very exciting game, very addicting game. But the fun part of this game comes to when you actually get to watch other people play it. See, this game, it's one of those games where you get really, really drawn into it, where basically you're looking at the screen and you're just drawn into a trance. You have no idea what the hell is going on around you. You're not paying attention to anything that's going on. So basically, like, while your friends are playing this game and they're really, really into it, you can just say random shit to them like, hey man, your dick's on fire, and they'll pause for like about 7 to 10 seconds. They won't say a word, just be drawn into this 7 to 10 seconds, and then after that they'll just go, yeah, my dick, yeah, it's on fire, it's cool, it happens, okay. But the downside of this game is, to those who have friends that don't really play too many games, they'll just look at you like you're a fucking moron while you're playing this, tapping away while your finger's going a million miles an hour. However, those of you who live in a cave and don't have any friends, this is definitely a tight little pickup. The Grand Theft Auto 3 of first-person shooters, known as Postal 2, has been released. Oh, there's so much great I want to say about this game and so many bad things I could also say about it. Now, I call it the Grand Theft Auto 3 of first-person shooters simply because in the game, as you play it, you're just going to look at shit and just say, holy shit, can they do this in a game? And you'll probably end up saying that around the time that you take the shotgun, shove it up the cat's ass, and start shooting people through the cat, you'll probably end up saying, holy shit, can they do this in a game? Now, they almost won my heart with Gary Coleman. Having Gary Coleman in a game, how could you go wrong? Also, I'm not sure, and you guys might want to look this one up for me, but I think this is the first game that actually used the word motherfucker in it, straight up on multiple different levels. However, you're gonna get bored of this game, and you're gonna get bored right around that very moment when you realize, alright, these guys done everything they could to break every moral ethic in the book that they could think of for video games. Now I want an interesting game. And you're gonna say this because basically, it's the same thing happening over and over again. You're going to do a mission, he's going to spat out some manly, witty comment, and then something bad's going to happen. After you kill the bad, then he's going to do something else, he'll spout out a witty comment when he's done, then more bad things will happen. And it just keeps repeating itself and repeating itself and repeating itself. The thing is, there's just nothing there when you're waiting between the last time a bad guy came out and the next time they came out. You're basically walking and going through really asinine loading sections, and it's a pain in the ass. So for this, I'm going to give it 2 out of 4 red-assed monkeys. Yeah, so Postal 2. That's really helping out that male image. And not to hop back on last week's rant of that male image thing, but you fucks that say T-Hip-Hone, or whatever the fuck it is, like, you people love to misspell shit. It's so fucking annoying. I don't know why it sticks, but it really does, and it gets really annoying really quick. The only people that are allowed to get away with misspelling are third graders and Germans, so unless you have a .de at the end of your address, don't say that shit. Ugh, more bottled up anger. Okay, so in my attempts to have a life this weekend, I actually went out and saw Phone Booth, which actually was pretty entertaining, but what I really have to give my hats off to is the director and the producer of all that whole movie, because anyone who can make a good movie with only one set throughout the entire movie impresses the shit out of me. I mean, the whole movie took place in a phone booth. I realize, yes, duh, it's called Phone Booth, but literally there was no aftermath. It's just this guy in the phone booth the whole movie, and that was it. Now, the ending did kind of suck, and everyone would kind of notice this, but if you only have a $10 million budget and you make a good movie, I'm impressed. Now, what has not impressed me is the new trailer for the new Tomb Raider movie featuring the girl with the abnormally large lips known as Angelina Jolie is out. That's right, it's something else I don't like, so cue the static because it's time for a rant. Alright, so everyone saw Tomb Raider. Everyone knew it was going to be a horrible movie. That's fine. Let it be a horrible movie. But seriously, why the sequel? Is it necessary to make another movie with some horrible actress with lips large enough to catch on a tripwire and amazing boobs? Fuck no, there isn't. It does sound like an awesome combination of the amazing boobs thing, but you know what? Everyone will still see it, because gamers are weak. We want a movie based off of our favorite games to be good, but we all know it's never gonna fucking happen. There's a better chance of John Carmack winning the bronze in Greco-Roman wrestling than there is for a movie to come out based off a game and is good. And I know the reason why these movies suck, because only two people make them. There's one, directors who have a son, but they notice that their son's horribly addicted to fucking Pokemon and decide to be a dick and market the shit more than it already should be. Or two is an actual game developer. Hey developers, stick to what you're good at. Make games, don't make movies. Because I cried in Final Fantasy more than any other movie simply because it was the most god-awful piece of shit ever put together. It was a beautiful piece of shit, but a piece of shit nonetheless. Alright, so this is the part where I'm supposed to make a great suggestion on how to fight the machine! But guess what? I already said I'm weak. Fuck. I watched Willard, for Christ's sake. What are the chances of me actually missing a movie based off a game? They're extremely slim. So, directors and future filmmakers, exploit me for the sucker that I am. Whatever happened to this crazy little Aussie band? They were like the coolest thing in the world for like, 2 weeks. And then they just disappeared off the face of the earth. I don't know, maybe they had to go back to homeroom or something. They like ranked right up there with Skee-Lo and Aqua. Not that that Barbie Girl song was ever a favorite of mine, but it was still cool amongst some little teenagers. And everyone knows what I'm talking about when I mention Skee-Lo, so don't play around like you don't know. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller, I wish I had a girl who... Oh yeah, you know what I'm fucking talking about. So anyways, in attempts to incorporate something new into the show, one of our War Bucket monkeys, known as Tough Guy, gave me the idea of asking people to email me questions or comments or whatever, and I'll go ahead and respond to them on the show itself. So the first thing I'll do is actually respond to the only email that I had really any content other than, you suck, you're great, things like that. Now, with the title, 100% Male Audience, I actually almost went ahead and deleted this whole thing, but then I noticed it said Show 2 in it, so I went ahead and read it all, and I actually pissed off a girl with my last show, a girl, a female gamer. Well, she said she wasn't pissed, but I sensed that girl tension there. So I kind of pissed her off with saying that my audience is 100% male, which, I apologize, now I realize that it's 99.98% male, and there's this one girl that cares to listen to my bitch. Now, I'm not going to attempt to even pronounce this name, considering there's numbers, and it's not even an English word if you translate the numbers to letters, whatever. But she actually agreed with me. She felt she should speak for the entire female gaming world, that it's really, really pathetic when you guys start hitting on them just because they're a girl and they're playing Quake. So, fuck all of you guys. But it is a girl playing Quake. Maybe you guys should hop on it before they log off the server. Nothing better to end a show with some screaming bitches. So anyways, so guys, I want to go ahead and incorporate an email thing. If you guys have any comments, questions, criticisms, anything you want me to talk about on the show, go ahead and email me. tont@warbucket.com. Or if you want to be risky, you could actually get a hold of me on IRC. So send me anything of interest. Also, please let me know if you like the show or hated the show or anything you just want in the show. Let me know. So until then, kiddos, I'll talk to you guys later. Bye. Believe that be okay. Look at your face, scarred in dismay. But times have changed, and so have you. I think I'd rather bruise it.